Pocahontas County Commission has recently held two meetings, a special session on Friday, June the 30th, and a regular session on Tuesday, July 3rd. The special session was held primarily to clean up unfinished business for the fiscal year, which ended on June 30th. In addition to paying invoices that were due by the end of the fiscal year, the commissioners appointed three members to the County Building Commission. Ira Bucky Turner was appointed to a 5-year term, Rusty Felton to a 4-year term, and Kevin Shaw to a 3-year term. Other year-ending business conducted at the special session included approvals of the following: a contract between Mindee Solutions and the County Commission to provide services to the County Day Report Center for the upcoming year, two memorandums of understanding with the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. One of these was regarding drug court at the County Day Report Center, and one was regarding the family court facilities. A contract with Seneca Health Services regarding their providing medication-assisted treatment for the Day Report Center drug court. A letter of support for the Region 4 Planning and Development Council's Regional Broadband Initiative. And a basic ordering agreement with Global Science and Technology. The July 3rd regular session included the following: Joe Emrith and Mike O'Brien of the Pocahontas County Emergency Management requested that the Commission approve their grant application to Homeland Security in the amount of $5,000 to be used to purchase a 7-foot by 14-foot box trailer to use as a hazardous material response trailer. They are currently using a 4x6-foot trailer that they borrowed from the health department, which is not large enough. The commissioners approved this grant application. Melissa Bennett, the county clerk, asked the commissioners to approve her establishing employee flex hours in her office, which the commissioners approved. Bennett also met with the commissioners in closed executive session to discuss a personnel matter. The commissioners approved a budget revision and resolution regarding the coal severance tax, since the commission received $20,000 more than had been estimated when they prepared the budget. They reappointed Jason Bosserman to a 5-year term on the Historic Landmarks Commission. Bob Martin, the commissioner's counsel, reported that he would be presenting in a future meeting suggested changes to the rules of order that the commission follows regarding conducting commission meetings. He said that courts have overturned ordinances passed by other county commissions because proper Robert's Rules of Order were not followed when passing the ordinances, and he wants to avoid having that problem here. Laura Young of the West Virginia Department of Rehabilitation received the commission's support for a new program where the department's clients can be placed with the Day Report Center and other county agencies for first a 90-day adjustment period and then, if they work out, to a job training status where they would work with a county agency but be paid for by the West Virginia Department of Rehabilitation. The commissioners agreed this is a good program to get people back into jobs. The commissioners ended the meeting by authorizing arborist Ken Beasley of Tree Sources LLC to trim a dangerous maple tree on the courthouse lawn for $250 and to have that company visually inspect all the courthouse trees for safety. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.